www.thebeatmaster.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Ready for class? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from the farm today, right here. High atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information's on the website, and you may listen live. You may listen through USAprepares.com. You can listen through your telephone, through your smartphone, the internet. Nathan's producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we're doing the second in a series of very special classes. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching the media right now on that storm in Japan and now China. Mm. It is unbelievable. The big typhoon that has hit Japan. Concerns about Fukushima and all the rest of it.
Well, Rick, if we have time, let's get into that toward the end of this broadcast. Now, I'd like to share with the class, on Thursdays, Grace Thorne, a teacher in Ryan, Oklahoma, sets her dial on her PC to USAprepares.com. She leaves the traditional learning methods as prescribed by most school systems, and she turns to the internet for 2 hours of science with us here at USAprepares.com. Richard Allen Miller is at the head of the classroom. And when I learned that she did that, I invited her and her class to be on the air with us. And we did that several weeks ago. That was class number one. This is the second in a series of classes with Grace Thorne's sixth grade students in Ryan, Oklahoma, Ryan Public Schools in Oklahoma. And I'd like to thank the principal, Pete Maples, and I'd like to thank the superintendent, Larry Ninman, of Ryan Public Schools for allowing this to happen. Grace Thorne, welcome to USAprepares.com.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you
coming
for having
in
the phone again, too.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're coming in loud and clear. Grace, I'd like to ask you, do your students enjoy or are they being coerced into being on the air with us?
Oh, no. They almost trampled me getting here today, and I love doing it.
Okay, so the revolution in education starts right here on the radio. Class, you can do this. You can do this in your hometown. You can do this with experts that you find. And so maybe this is something that just might take off a little faster and faster and faster. So, Grace, we have assembled in the superintendent's office. You've taken over his office. There are 14 students, as I understand it, in his office, and you have a series of questions that you've asked your students to prepare for Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Is that correct?
Yes.
And let me ask you this. Do you see an advantage for having your students do this rather than learn this way, rather than the traditional method Are there any advantages?
Yeah, I think so. Besides liking to hear themselves on radio, that's just the fun part. They're using skills that they've learned in other subjects. They organize their thoughts. They do the writing. They practice speaking correctly. And they're learning new facts about science, I think, that we probably wouldn't cover in the textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to talk to their parents about listening to this program, and then we communicate with Mr. Ninman also about using this office, which they probably would never do. And now they're talking to other students about what we're doing, and there's other students that are wanting to get involved in this, so I think that's all good.
Well, we'd love to help, and if you know, I have something to say, too.
Sure. In the state of Washington, where I grew up as a boy, Dr. Dixie Lee Ray was head of the Atomic Energy Commission and then later ran for governor in the state of Washington. And at that time, I had just gotten out of graduate school, was working at Boeing, and at that time, we started first at the University of Washington with an experimental college, and it allowed the students to choose their curriculum rather than be by a school board. And so Evergreen in Olympia, Washington became the first experimental college and then university. It's now a full university where the children or the students get to choose what they want to study as part of their background for graduation, and rather than having so many requirements, they set their own requirements. And this is called an experimental university, where it is now producing such giants as Fred Allen Wolf. Fred Allen Wolf was one of my first students at Evergreen when I was first faculty. And it's going to be a pleasure to see him down in February after he's written all his books on the quantum universe and things of that nature. That is what allowing the students to choose their own curriculum will allow, and it was and is a system that's now working in Washington State.
Well, Rick, that's kind of what we're doing right here. We're allowing the students for these 2 hours to decide what they want to learn. They've formulated their own questions. And
well, yeah, that's empowerment. This is what gives the child excitement of feeling like he's in charge of his own ship and can choose what is important for himself right now. And it turns out their minds are better than ours, and they're making better decisions in things like food choices, things like that. The children are smarter than adults, and I think the current systems of education that we're all enjoying have dumbed down America, and I'm just delighted to be part of a possible revolution in changing some of the discipline ways that children are able to access information.
Well, here we go. So, speaking of smarter than we are, Mackenzie, you're up first. Now, for the listening class, these are sixth graders at a conference table in the superintendent's office in Ryan Public Schools, Ryan, Oklahoma. We're talking about 11-year-olds coming up to the classroom here on the radio, asking their questions. Mackenzie, you're up first. Do you have a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Yes. If radiation is so bad, how does it cure cancer?
Yeah, that's a good question, all right. Because, of course, radiation kills everything, just like most antibiotics kill everything. And that's why when you take an antibiotic, after you finish taking it, you're kind of sick for a while because it's indiscriminate and goes into the gut and kills all bacteria, good bacteria as well as bad. And so it's kind of like a shotgun, and you go in and blow everything away and hope that the body is strong enough to repair itself. That is the way cancer is now treated with radiation. The radiation goes in, they try to radiate just the area affected, trying to keep it down to that narrow band of on the body, and then they go in and kill everything. And then they hope that the body is strong enough that it can then repair itself with good good cells rather than ones that are bad. The important thing to remember, Mackenzie, is that cancer is always occurring in the body. It is basically the body making a mistake. Now, what the body is constantly making mistakes. That's why you have warts and all kinds of other things that come out of your body. However, what you do not want is the mistake to continue. And because if it does, then those cells, the ones that are mistakes, begin to think that that's the correct way to do it, and they continue to make mistakes. Cancer is curable in most cases and can be addressed with diet rather than radiation and chemotherapy. And by the time people are finished with chemotherapy and radiation, it comes down to the question of which way do you want to die? Do you want to die with cancer or do you want to die from radiation sickness? And that is unfortunately our current state of approach for most cancer.
Rick, can you also address that some antibiotics, if you take them too often, too frequently, the abuse of antibiotics may lead to the body's resistance to those antibiotics?
Well, of course, that's what the body does. It tries to counteract mistakes in the body. An antibiotic is in there going out killing everything, and you think the body's going to let it do that? It wants those certain kinds of habitats of bacteria and viruses in the body that will help digestion, but not, let's say, cause you, an organ to fail. And the body is basically mostly a habitat, just like the environment that you live in, where it has a bunch of other living organisms trying to find a way of compromise with each other so that you exist rather than die. It's really important to look at your body that way, that you've got all kinds of bacteria on the inside and outside. In fact, I would say that the human body is less than 10% human, and the rest of it is water transport processes and bacteria.
And Rick, you also mentioned radiation. Can you share with the class the reason why they don't want too many x-rays, too many dental x-rays, needless x-rays? We come back, can you address that? And then Grace, you'll be up next after that. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're teaching sixth grade today. We're teaching sixth grade. Grace Thorne, sixth grade class, Ryan, Oklahoma. I'm Vin Finale. This is USAPrepares.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Grace Thorne, sixth grade class, is with us, and we're talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. And Mackenzie was asking about radiation. If it's so bad, how does it cure cancer? Dr. Richard Allen Miller, could you just add a little bit more about too much radiation, in, as in dental X-rays and, you know, overdoing
X-rays? Well, yeah, you want to keep your exposure down to a minimum. That's why astronauts are at extreme risk up in space, because they don't have an atmosphere to absorb some of the ionizing, that's what it's called, ionizing radiation. And what ionizing radiation does is that it causes changes in the cell. It goes in and blows them apart. And that's why you get a sunburn and then possibly skin cancer from exposure. You need to be very careful about how many dental X-rays they take, or chest X-rays, things of that nature. You'll notice that the operator goes behind a brick wall and lines you with lead all over your body, these big heavy aprons, because radiation itself is quite dangerous, and to have it be used as a cure against cancer is kind of like hitting a very small tack with a very large mallet. And it comes down to which way do you want to die, usually.
Okay. Grace, you're up next. Do you have a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Yeah, here's Grace.
What happens to food when you put it in a microwave?
Microwave ovens. Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, what microwave does is it heats up water. The frequency band of the microwaves that are in a microwave oven are specifically designed for frequencies to cause and excite water to boil. It begins on the inside and destructures the water as it moves outward. And we know that when you do little experiments, experiments with water, and you put it in a microwave oven, and you nuke it, and then you feed that to a plant, that even though it's water, the plant won't recognize it as water and will die. Whereas water from the tap, the plant can assimilate the water. It is the structuring in the water that makes water so important. Now, I use a microwave oven to clean my sink sponges. I will put them as slightly wet, put them in the microwave for 30 seconds, and the sponge comes out hot because it boiled the water and kills all the bacteria in that sponge. And if you don't think that your towels and your sponges are not they're loaded with bacteria. And so that would be the only thing I would use today, microwave oven, is to, you know, cleanse some of my kitchen tools or things of that nature. You can't put metal in it because, again, the microwave will be reflected off the metal and it'll blow up everything. But if you have to be very careful about that. Certain kinds of bowls have to be made out of certain kinds of ceramics so that they are microwavable. But I personally do not use a microwave oven anymore because when I heat up water or food with it, it actually destructures the water really efficiently and is then not recognized by my body as water.
And Dr. Miller, there are some cups that some ceramic cups like coffee mugs that have metallic content or metal content, and you can tell those because if you put them in a microwave oven, the handles of the cup get really hot as well as what's in the cup. So, for example,
yeah,
if you were
you want to be real careful about using microwave ovens. You know, they're not safe. And again, microwave is a form of radiation. It's in a specific frequency band and does have toxic behavior on the physical body itself.
And for safety concerns, never, ever, ever look into a microwave oven. If you happen to have one and your family uses one and they plan on continuing to use one, when you hit that start button, you need to back away at least 5 feet, in my opinion. This is just my opinion. At least 5 feet away. Turn your eyes away from the microwave oven because microwave radiation still leaks out of that microwave oven. No matter how they build it, it still leaks out, and you can damage your eyes. So don't stare at the microwave, the item being cooked in a microwave oven. Never do that. And we get back, Rick, let's talk about some people have done some really bad things with animals in a microwave oven, and we want you to never do that.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I've been talking with Grace Thorne's sixth grade class, Ryan, Oklahoma. We're teaching science with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And Brooke, you had a question. I'm sorry, Grace, you had a question about microwave ovens. And I'd like to suggest that you never put an animal in a microwave oven. There are people who have washed their small dogs and small cats and thought, let's dry them off in the microwave oven. It's absolutely deadly. So never, ever, 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 ever put an animal in a microwave oven. It is absolutely horrible. It's a horrible experience. It cooks them from the inside, and you'd never want to do that. So, with great risk, I'm saying this, but I'm concerned because some people have done it, and we don't ever want you to do that. We don't want you to put them in the dryer either, the clothes dryer, okay? So, Dr. Miller, do you have any other thoughts on microwave ovens?
Well, no, the microwave has been used as a weapon, and it's a very effective weapon for crowd dispersal and what we would call mind control, where they can radiate people from space and be able to implant thoughts, things of that nature. Just be aware that that whole technology has limitations. The current form of microwave now is being used to dry plywood. They used to have fires and flame and floors where the plywood would lay and be cured, and today they're putting it in a continuous feed, or what we call a conveyor belt, that would microwave it and dry it as it's way through. It's very, very quick. It takes only a couple of minutes to cook something totally down to nothing, but a piece of char. That would include yourself. Actually, with a microwave, the further away you are, the radiation drops by the square. That means at 1 foot, if the radiation is at 1, at 2 feet, it's 1/4, and at 3 feet, it's 1/9, and so it drops way down very quickly by the square of it. So the further away you are from a microwave, the better you are. And usually the radiation drops off by about 2 feet.
Grace, your question is so important. I'd like to extend a little bit more of the answer or some of the thoughts about it. Wi-Fi and cell phones, they are extremely dangerous, and they both emit the same frequencies as a microwave oven. So if you have a Wi-Fi device, a Wi-Fi router in your home, you want to make sure that that's as far away from you and where you spend time as possible. You'd never want one of those next in your bedroom next to your bed. You'd never want one on the other side of the wall from your headboard in your bedroom. And your cell phones, if you happen to have one, you really don't want to keep those in your pockets, and you don't want to keep them on your person, because they are always transmitting, talking to the cell phone towers, saying, I'm here, where are you? And when you're on the phone, that microwave radiation is going directly from the cell phone's antenna, embedded in the cell phone case, right into your body, into your brain. And we're finding out that more and more and more people are ending up with brain cancer. So,
you know, I wanted to add to that. I don't use a cell phone except when I travel, and only in emergencies, which means I stick with a track phone or I pay by the minute. And I'm not planning to use it very much. In fact, I can take a couple hundred minutes, and that'll last me 4 or 5 months. If you're going to use a cell phone, it's best to do it with an earpiece and a throat mic with the cell phone down near your pockets. That means you won't have any babies, but it won't affect your brain.
Or keep that cell phone as far away from you as possible.
I wouldn't use one personally. I think it's a bad technology that was primarily developed to reduce populations.
You know, Rick, as we discussed this science class with our sixth grade, we're not speaking on an 11-year-old level. We are speaking at an adult level. And these children are to be commended for the level of the questions that they are asking. Brooke, you're up next with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Do you have a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Brooke?
We know vaccines are bad. What can they do to our body?
Well, to understand how a vaccine works gives you that answer. Basically, when I was a little kid, younger even than you, I had to go to China. I was 4 years old and had to go through 6 days of plague shots. That included black plague and yellow fever. Now, the way it works is called homeopathy. And basically what they do is they inject you with a non-lethal dose of the crud, and then lets your body develop antibodies so that you're resistant to that kind of crud. Now, what's wrong with that is that if you're living a wholesome life and you're not being exposed to flu, why would you want to take a flu shot just in case? That's crazy thinking in my mind. I will not have, I have an aversion to needles because I was traumatized by by the time I went through 6 days of plague shots at age four, I was traumatized. I broke rank and ran with Swabby. My father was in the Navy, and so I was a little kid going to China, and I was not ready for the trauma that being given plague would do to a little kid. It made me really sick. Why would I want to get more of them? And today, the amount of inoculations they think are important for you, I would seriously question. Certainly polio, certainly things of that nature are, you know, tetanus shots if you possibly get cut by a, you know, they always ask me, do I want a tetanus shot? No. You know, the only time I'll get a tetanus shot or something related is if I have not had one in more than 10 years and I cut myself outside on something metal. Then I might get a tetanus shot. But do you think I'm going to want to have that shot? And when they draw blood, it grosses me out. And so it's like vampirism or something weird. What I do is realize that I'm going to have some shots at some time in my life, but I try to keep it down to a minimum, pretty much like I would a microwave. I want to move away from that kind of technology, not toward it. And let me tell you, that's how they work. It's called homeopathy, where they actually give you a dose of the swine flu or whatever they're inoculating you for, so that your body gets sick and recovers, hopefully, without damaging you, like autism or some of the other things that we're now seeing affect children that are even younger than you being given these so-called required shots. I think, again, that some of it has an ulterior purpose. And I think that what they're doing is, again, trying to reduce world population. I think it's insidious.
Brooke, a couple years ago, young girls were encouraged to have a cervical cancer vaccine supposedly to help prevent them from getting cervical cancer. And what happened as a result of them getting these vaccines to prevent cervical cancer, they got cancer. They were given cancer by these vaccines. So what Dr. Richard Allen Miller is saying is, if you can avoid it, it's probably, you know, the best way to go. Now, this is probably going to get me in trouble. And this, Grace Thorne, this may end. when I say this is possibly going to end our ability to have these classes. But I'm going to say it anyway. School systems, public school systems, require that children are vaccinated in order for them to attend public school. Now, if you have a religious reason why you do not want your child to be vaccinated, you can, as a parent, go to the principal's office in a school and say, I am exercising my religious freedom, and my religion prevents me from allowing you to immunize my child or have my child receive any immunizations. And stops right there. What I mean by that is, if you want to have your child not receive immunizations that are required by the school system, and you want your child to attend public school, you just exercise that religious exemption. And what will happen is, before you say that it's against your religion, you will be told you absolutely, positively have to have these shots, or your child cannot be admitted in public school. But if you exercise that and you say, nope, it's against my religion, they'll immediately send you to the nurse's office, or they will hand you a one-page form that says you are attesting that it's against your religion. You do not have to say what your religion is. You just say it's against your religion. You sign it, and it's done right there. No more immunizations. It stops right there. I did that. I did that with our child. So I just want to say that you can exercise that, and it is your right to not be immunized. You'll have to have your parents do it if that's what you choose to do. Rick, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, pretty much I want to say that some shots are required because, you know, like with polio and things that, you know, that we used to have as a major concern. Basically, I think it's wrong that they require shots because it's just, again, a pharmaceutical house taking control of a market by requiring everybody to use their product.
So, Brooke, what you just heard Dr. Richard Allen Miller say is imagine having a business where you're in the business of making the immunizations, and then you somehow get every school system in the country to say, you know what, in order for a child to attend public school, you'll have to get this shot, you'll have to buy it. It's creating a marketplace for the immunizations and requiring everybody who goes to public school to have that. What a racket. And that's what we're saying. What a racket. Coming up next, Samantha, you are on next right after this short commercial announcement. We've got your question next. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Grace Thorne's sixth grade class, Ryan, Oklahoma. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, as a result of Brooke's question about vaccines, I just posted a homework assignment. It's called Vaccine Nation. It's a homework assignment. There's a link on page one on the website, USAPrepares.com. It came from a student who texted me during the commercial announcement. So that's on page one. It's about vaccines. Vaccine Nation, link on page one, USAPrepares.com. Samantha, you are up next with...
Use your website as a tool. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got, Rick, we have the best class, seriously. They send me all kinds of links. They keep me informed of things that I might not know about all over the country, seriously.
Well,
great.
I have Samantha. Joey and Gino and Charles Herring, the Grace, of course, here you are, Grace, that have hooked up with me earlier and then wanted to personally get involved. And they have in different ways that are keeping me current. Joey's list, he sends me about 10 or 15 emails every day of different diverse articles that basically, I go through them even though I may not be interested because it keeps me current.
Yes, Joey sends me the same one.
I'm real careful about that part of things.
Yes, Joey sends me the same links. Samantha, you're up next.
Oh, yes. Good.
Hi, Dr. Miller. I love your accent.
Oh, you like my accent? You're lovely. I love your accent.
Can babies and children see spirits?
Can babies and children see spirits? Of course they can. Yes, of course. Imagination is reality. And what you imagine is what is actually true. And that's what physics is now beginning to understand. And really, it's like that old concept that your belief systems and what you believe can happen or be true is what you can see. And so we used to play the little statement, I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have believed it. So, of course, I have a white rabbit that's sitting right next to me that I talk to all the time. No, imagination is where the richness lies. And if you have imaginary friends or you see ghosts, you know, we're now understanding that a ghost is really an imprint of emotions. you know, probably into the water. That's the structuring of water in things that are in that environment. Who knows how it all works? But the fact that something very important happened at that one moment, like a murder or a death or a sorrow of loss, imprints that information into the universe. And so, yeah, it's real. And what happens is as you grow up, we tell you that that's not real, and you believe us. That's why stick with what you feel. That's where the real richness lies, is what you believe.
Rick, I have a stack of photographs in the studio with me of our students today, and I want to thank all of you for sending those pictures. It's absolutely...
I know. They're just incredible. I just wished I knew who each one was so that when, like Samantha or whatever, when you ask your question, I can pull up the picture and then I have a visual on you.
Kind
of like you can do with me. You've got pictures of me, so there I am with that silly laugh.
Well, Rick, I can tell you that Samantha is blonde. I have a picture of her right in my hand. And my pictures, Rick, say... there's a message on the back of each picture with the student's name. So maybe
you
I
know,
can...
I had another question that I thought Samantha was going to ask about Nirvana.
Well, Samantha, do you want to ask a question about Nirvana?
Sure.
Okay. When we come back, we're at the top of the hour. We've got, 6 or 7 or 8 minutes before we come back. So if you need to get a drink of water, whatever your teacher would let you do, you've got a few minutes to do that. And then we'll get back. We'll take over the superintendent's office one more time for the next hour. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Grace Ryan's sixth grade class is with us. Ryan Public School, Ryan, Oklahoma. We're teaching science. We're letting the students ask the questions that they want answers to. Right here, right now, the revolution in education. USAPrepares.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.